वेदान्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीयामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां चरणं Why became late?
Agar Sankirtan.
Oh, very good. Very good. Oh, I'm very happy that all went. You? Very, very.
Nam.
Huh? Huh. Yes, sir.
Where's Mike?
Mike.
Today the devotees?
Where is the Mike? Sarbhavana Prabhu.
Kitchen?
Where? Oh, in kitchen.
We just met him in the
morning. Perhaps he will come.
Hare Krishna. The devotees who have received initiation this morning will request you to stand up and Gurudev will announce your new name, transcendental spiritual name. Some of you have received Diksha. We will not.
Only few.
Yeah. Boris, Bhakta Boris.
Very good. Bansivadan. Who is Bansivadan? Krishna. So you are not Bansivadan, you are Bansivadan Das. Servant by very qualified. You should serve. You should read books thoroughly and try to translate with all. One thing I want to request that for worldly affairs we should not disturb our transcendental mind. It may come so many chances. For worldly things, nothing. But we should not try to make our transcendental mind anyhow hum. Understand what I'm telling? Why not some more? In easy language.
Our lives are very short, and so we should use them for the highest benefit only. So when these transcendental spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession is coming to us, we should not bring to him petty and significant material things, but we should only be coming for those things that are for our highest spiritual benefit. So two sides. We shouldn't disturb the spiritual master with our material desires.
No, not that. You understood? For material anything in this world, so many material things may come which will disturb us. But don't, for this only thing, very
minute,
like itching, we should not disturb our
spiritual life.
Spiritual life. in any way. In this world, it will come. What I told you.
Said that.
No need.
Said that in life, there may be so many material opportunities or material problems.
Yes.
But these
quarreling each other or anything.
But these material circumstances, we should never let them get in the way or interfere with our spiritual advancement. That our spiritual advancement should be foremost number one.
Oh, after lakhs of
thousands and thousands of births.
Bus. This occasion has meant. For this, eating, quarreling each other, or anything, abusing anything. We should not do any harmful to our spiritual life. Always, always you should be careful. Don't criticize Vaishnava. It is harmful. For any farthing or any position or anything. Never. If you are doing following, oh, you will very soon develop. A man can come and abuse so much things. He can beat also, like Haridas Thakur. But he can reconcile. How? Oh, Krishna, forgive this person, ignorant. He never thought that, oh, Krishna has arranged that, oh, he should beat me. And I have so lost my faith to Krishna. Never. So you should be always careful. Forwardly things don't disturb you this life. Then you will lose everything in your life. And if you have done your way, you are successful in your life. Then second?
Artha
Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna Das. Hare Krishna.
Hey, Lalata Thakurani, Daisy.
Very good name. You want to change? A very good name, Hemlata. High class of Vaishnavi. Associate of Mahachaitanya. So if you not, then Hari Mohini. Hari Mohini is Mohini. Hari. If you like, also. I have to take your care. So if you don't agree with your first name, it is given by any not bona fide. So you can. And Hari Mohini, Radhika is Hari Mohini. So Hari Mohini is Dashi. Ki. Oh, you should be there. Oh, you should come here. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Janaki Devi Dasi has received Diksha. You can stand up and receive blessings.
Janaki. Who is Janaki Dasi? Not here. Oh.
Yes.
Janaki Dasi is very good name. She wants?
Diksha.
Oh, very good. Janaki Dasi is good. Janaki Dasi ki. Who is Janaki? You know? Life and soul of Krishna is Janaki. Jan. Jan means life. Oh, whose life? Krishna life. Who is she? Radhika. Janaki. Gaur Pramana.
Tarun Kishor Das has received Gopal Mantra today.
Gopal Mantra.
Gopal Mantra.
Niye Shaiga na Tarun Krishna Das.
Tarun Krishna Das. Oh, Tarun Krishna Das ki.
Tarun Kishor.
Tarun Kishor.
Tarun Kishor is good name. Tarun Kishor. Always Tarun. Always what? Teeny is it. Very beautiful Krishna. The Krishna of Gopis. Beloved of the Gopis.
Tarun, Tarun Kishor Das.
Tarun Kishor Das. And then?
Karuna Avatar Das. Das? Das. Karuna Avatar Das.
Oh. What name?
You want to change your name?
Yes, please.
Yes, I will tell. Krishna Maya. Krishna Maya Das. Always thinking, Krishna, Krishna, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna Maya Das Prabhu ki. Bring. Oh, I have given perhaps.
No.
Not given?
Not given.
Oh, bring, bring. Law. It has to offer to law. Guru Deva. Oh, no. You should stand up. Wait. And next.
Martin, Bhakta Martin, please stand up.
Oh, very good.
Madan Gopal.
Oh, Madan Gopal Prabhu ki. Very good.
Shyam Jivani Devi Dasi.
Oh, very good name. Shyam Jivani Dasi.
Shyamali.
Shyamali. Oh, Shyamali. Very short. Shyamali Dasi ki. You know Shyamali?
Shyamali.
Oh, Shyam is Krishna and Shyamali is Radha. So Radha Dasi.
Dayanidhi Krishna Das.
Now it is Pakka. Pakka, you know? Yes. Mm. Bonafide. Okay?
Dayanidhi Krishna.
Eh? Dayanidhi. 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 Okay.
Diksha, Diksha.
Oh. Dayanidhi Prabhu ki.
Hari Mohan Das.
Hari Mohan Prabhu ki. My request is that the devotees of Germany, they should be united, never quarreling among them. Do whatever you do for Krishna and Guru, Mahaprabhu. And try to make plan how you'll meet sometimes. At the festivals of Krishna, Guru Puja, you should meet together. Better in the guidance of Ram Shraddha Prabhu and Sarvabhauma Prabhu. They are authentic persons. They will help you so much, more than anyone. Sometimes in Berlin, to his house, and sometimes nearby any
Heidelberg.
Or you should decide time to time where we should meet and where.
Purnamasi also.
Purnamasi, yes. Very, very useful and very favorable. Purnamasi. She is very strong and she can preach and she is doing so much. So I want that you should make any center to meet anywhere and to decide all this. Also for the devotees in Holland, I want that in Holland, oh, there are so many very qualified devotees. What name?
Radharaman.
Radharaman Prabhu.
Bhaktaswaru.
Bhaktaswaru.
Mota Damodar.
Mota Damodar. And mother of four sisters.
Oh, yes. Ananga Mohini.
And so many. It may be some cause of quarrel. Don't quarrel. For me. For Krishna, don't pray. And you should make Nagar Sankirtan sometimes. You should try to translate my books and to preach. Also, you can preach, you can distribute Swamiji books. Supplementary like me, my books, supplementary.
Complementary.
Complementary.
Complementary, supplementary.
Yes. So, you should go. Also, the devotees of England. You can quarrel sometimes, no harm. but for Krishna, for Guru.
Prem Kala.
Hari Guru Vaishnava. Very qualified you are. I want that, as in the time of my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, you did. Now again, you should do for him to serve your Gurudev.
In France also, Gurudev. Eh? Devotees in France.
Oh. Devotees of France. Oh, they need some screw.
Screw.
Sometimes, time to time, I will bring from India.
Screwdriver.
Okay, they should also go. So all the devotees.
But they are very good. Prasanatma Prabhu, very senior, responsible.
I know. So my request that you should help me to preach everywhere and distributing books and everything. But thank you. Now I should begin my class. Because so many are going tomorrow in morning. So many are going just now. So some hand advance party they have.
They're leaving. Huh? After class, they're leaving. Vrindavan Vilas Senior.
Yes, you should go and make plans. We are very coming very soon. Parahansa Babaji is giving a solution, answer the question of
Sannyasi
Thakur. What is Vastu? What is Vastu? What is written in English book? You should do.
Paramahansa Babaji said, the word vastu is derived from the Sanskrit verbal root vas, which means to exist or to dwell. The verbal root becomes a noun when the suffix tu is added. Therefore, vastu means that which has existence or which is self-evident.
Like, with example, Krishna is really a vastu. Oh, this is also a vastu because it exists. But what is this? A vastu. And Krishna and soul is vastu. So, Maya means all these things. And Jeev, three vastu. He will speak like go on further.
There are two types of vastu, vastava and avastava. The term truly abiding substance, vastava vastu, refers to that which is grounded in transcendence. Temporary objects, avastava vastu, are dravya, solid objects, guna, qualities, and so on.
What is that? Oh, this is dravya. No? And he's speaking. Oh, I'm speaking false. My nature is like that. These are gun, qualities, bad or good. But these are mendant, not
transcendent.
So, all the whose existence is not transcendental or forever. The existence is there, but changing in a moment. Our this body, we took birth, and in a moment and moment it was changed, but we cannot realize this. But it is changing. So it is a vastu. The vastu which is not changing, even in thousands and thousands,
millions
of time, years. No change. Atma has no change.
Eternal.
Supreme Lord has no change. There is something, vaishishta, not change.
Speciality.
What? If anyone see Krishna, he will say that, I have never seen Krishna
before.
Oh, how beautiful he is. I have never seen him. Especially Radhika will see Krishna. Who is he? Lalita Vrindavan. Oh, you don't know, you are coming from the lap of that very person. Same, tricky person. Oh, I've never seen. How beautiful. Once, Padma, you know, the Sakhi of Chandravali. She came and glorifying Chandravali. Oh, my Sakhi is so fast. Today, he saw the beauty of whole form of Krishna. Top to bottom. Then Lalita told, I'm very sorry. My Sakhi is not fortunate so much. Because if she sees Krishna knows, she cannot
move her sight
from this. If he says cheeks, oh, fixed in cheek. My Sakhi has never seen Krishna fully. Never and never. Then what became?
Padma became as
this is more glory. So, everything changing in this world, these are unreal things. And momentary, but oh, these are vastu. Because coming from Maya, what is Maya? Jogmaya is real. She has two aspects. Jogmaya and
Mahamaya.
This world done by Jogmaya, when she does this world, oh, not herself, with Mahamaya. His shadow does all these things. And what personage he does? Oh, eternal. Glow, Vrindavan, and all. So, Vastu Vastu, Paramarthaku. What more? Vastu Vastu ka astitva keval pratit hota hai.
From the, after Srimad Bhagavatam court?
No, before that.
Oh, okay.
Real objects have eternal existence. Unreal objects only have a semblance of existence, which is sometimes real and sometimes unreal.
What in understood? You? Oh, it can. Oh, this is avastu vastu. It cannot go. But real things, oh, they will move
everywhere.
Kundrikodilu.
Real objects have eternal existence. Unreal objects only have a semblance of existence.
What is the meaning?
Which is sometimes real and sometimes unreal. Here, Babaji Maharaj...
Oh, try to hear very carefully. Very carefully. Not so hard subject. Very easy. But hard for whom?
Who will not concentrate their mind.
Here, Babaji Maharaj is making a very clear distinction between the characteristics of the transcendental substance and the mundane substance. Whatever we see in this material world, for example, just now Gurudev told about this body. So when we are living, the soul is in the body, it appears to be real. But actually, it is not. Because if we cut a finger or a toe from our body, then what happens? There's no life in that. And similarly, at the time of death, when the soul leaves the body, even if the whole organs and everything is there, it is not working at all. So, as long as the soul was there, it appeared that it was real or it was living, but it was not. So, all these examples in the material world of such substances, they appear to be real, but they are not. Whereas, in the transcendental realm, everything is eternal.
Why did it say sometimes it's real? He read that it's sometimes real and sometimes not.
It seems, not real. It seems that it is real, but not real. Oh, you can understand by Srimad Bhagavatam.
The translation is confusing.
Yeah. That Vedyam Vast Dharma Prajyata Kaitavo Atra Paramo Nirmas Saranam Shatam Vedyam Vastam Vastu Shivadam Tat Trayonu Srimad Bhagavatam
Bhagavate
Mahamuni Krite Kimbapar Shaddavar. Transcendental Vastu is one without second. What is that? Krishna himself. Oh, we are seeing so many? Oh, from Krishna. By his expansion of his Yogmaya Shakti. The expansion of Krishna or his Shakti. Ram Nishing, what they are? They are not different from Krishna. Same thing. This is expansion or prakash.
Manifestation.
Also this world, manifestation. Without Krishna, nothing is there. So there is one thing, without second. Advaya Jnana Paratattva. Krishna is. And everything, what we read, what we see, only expansion of his Shakti, power, or his bodily manifestation. And that is Shivadam, Mangaljana, auspicious, very auspicious. So Krishna is Paramarthit Manvastu. After that, Bhagavan ek matra vasto vastu. Go on, ready?
Shri Bhagavan is the only real entity, vastava vastu. The living entity, jiva, is a distinct or individual part of that entity, while Maya, the potency that produces illusion, is the energy of that entity.
Oh, again. Jivush Vastu ka prithak ansh hai. That explain?
Yes. The living entity, Jiva, is a distinct or individual part of that entity.
And Maya?
Is the energy of the entity.
That I have explained before. Same thing. So, what?
Therefore, the word Vastu refers to three fundamental principles. Bhagavan, the Jiva, and Maya. Knowledge of the mutual relationship between these three principles is known as pure knowledge, Sudha-gyan. There are innumerable apparent representations of these three principles, and they are all regarded as avastava vastu, unreal substances.
What do you understand?
Well, that's a little confusing. When it says there are innumerable representations of the three principles,
what is that?
Is the mixing of the three principles?
Oh, you should know. You should be fine.
Well, it would appear from this that the...
Yo, Ashram Maharaj.
So, Vastava Vastu is Krishna, who's Advaya Jnana Paratattva, is the Jiva and Maya. This is Vastava Vastu. And Avastava Vastu are those substances which are emanating from these three. For instance, you gave the example of the mic stand. This is emanating from Maya. So this is Avastava Vastu. So there are innumerable objects in this world which are Avastava Vastu. The wall, the light, so many things. They're all emanations from Maya. Maya is Vastava Vastu and all the emanations are Avastava Vastu.
But why we see like that? Different things?
Due to illusion. Due to illusion, due to the influence of the material energy, then we're seeing
that you can define like this, Mahat-tattva, first covering of jiva. And then it becomes three kinds of ahankar, sattvic, rajasic, and
tamasic.
And from them it comes buddhi, and from that comes mind. Thinking what is bad, what is good, this, that. And by that, five elements. Pancha tattva. All this comes. Originally, from that. And this is Maya Shakti. So we can see, so many things. But really, nothing. Only by Maya. So all are avastavastu. What we can see by these material eyes, all are avastava. And what we can see by our soul, that is vastu. When we will see, when anath will go, and love will come, real prem, and after that you can see. In the stage of rati or bhav, you can somewhat have idea. But you cannot see. But when prem will come, then you can decide all these things. Avastu vastu will be seen, and you can serve by your transcendental form to Krishna.
With these eyes, we cannot see
the
murti of Krishna.
Never. In certain case, a special case like Dhruva, but it was special. He saw once, for a moment, and then Krishna told us, you can see. Now you should go on doing. In his life, have you read? He was practicing. And when a stage came that, he cannot live without Krishna. And then for a moment, Krishna appeared, or Narayan appeared. Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, Arsa Bhagavat. Vasudeva came, four-handed. And he saw, in a moment, and he
disappeared.
Then Narayan began to wait bitterly. Aerial fires of Vishnu came. You cannot see. Mercifully, I get darshan only to increase your eagerness. Go on doing. In whole eagerness, you should go chant my name and sing. Evam pratasva priya nama kritya jata anurago jitsutu hasat tatho rodati rauti gayat unamadayat. In this way. Always mad, being sometimes rolled down, tears in eyes, melting hearted, you should go. And when a time will come, I will go away, this body, physical will go away, and transcendental form will come, automatic. And that became. When death came, he put his fate on the head of death, and transcendental form came, and he. So, try to wait until that stage. You may see. Now, what you are seeing, Thakurji, this is Arok Siddha Bhakti, Arok Bhakti. We can say, he is Thakurji. He can fulfill all that desire. But it may be that and sometimes you can reject this idea and you can give up all these things. So, you should wait for that stage. So, these are all, so many things we are seeing. But what is this? Avastava-vastu. Because really it has no existence. But jiva has, maya has, and Krishna has. Really exist. The soul coming from Krishna, but not coming from really Krishna. Coming from Krishna with tatastha shakti.
Marginal potency,
always. You are a Sagraha Nitya Krishna Das, but always remember tatastha shakti prakash.
Krishna tatastha shakti.
He has not come from
God. Direct from Krishna.
Oh, he will tell further. Go on further.
The classification of phenomena into various categories such as dravya, objects, and guna, qualities, which is undertaken by the Vaisheshika school of philosophy, is merely a deliberation on the nature of avastava vastu, temporary objects. These special characteristics, vishesha gun, of any truly abiding substance is its factual nature.
What is that? Jeev is also sat vastu. No? A partitional
infinitesimal
part of Krishna. No? So both nature, transcendental nature should be one, and that is love. No? Love. Krishna love is
full.
Complete. And jivas
infinite.
But if
connected,
being a partitional jiva, he will have the shelter of
Krishna.
His love and affection will be endless.
Infinite.
Ananda Puri Varn.
Yeah. Right. Go on.
The jiva is a real entity, and his eternal characteristic quality is his
love.
True nature.
That is love. But love for Krishna. For his whole. To whom he is part. So love should be there. So this love is eternal religion of whole universe, of whole earth. Whether they are liberated or unliberated. Go on.
Sannyasi Maharaj said, Prabhu, I want to understand this topic very clearly.
Very humbly he told, Prabhu, I want to know all these things. Know means, I want to realize something. I'm not satisfied by this tattva. But I want to be satisfied. You should know that any example for eternal existence, it is not fully
possible to explain.
Only in some case, Krishna is beautiful. Krishna is really black, like cloud, like
Tamal tree.
Any example will set totally nice. Like that?
Not possible.
No. So these examples have been given for something, some parts, not fully. There is nothing like Krishna. There is nothing like jivas in this. But we will give some example. Why? To make some understanding, like, can you tell where is moon?
Sitting on the branch.
Oh, on the branch you should see.
The branch here.
He's not on branch. And this is called Shakha
Chandra.
In English, any?
Logic, they say.
This is logic, Shakha.
Branch moon logic.
So you should try to. By doing bhajan, Hare Krishna, daily. In process. Hearing Hare Katha, in process. With very strong belief. If you do bhajan. According to bhajan, you can realize all this. Otherwise, by logic cannot satisfy. One logic will come, and cut all the argument, and again one logic will come and cut all the previous. So by logic, tarke tark tarka apratisthana. Tark ki koi pratisthan hai, no existence of tark. Then he began, go on.
Babaji Mahashaya replied, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who was an object of the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, showed me a manuscript that he had written with his own hand. Srimad Mahaprabhu has instructed us on this subject in the book named Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, verse 108, as follows. Jivera Swarupahoy Krishnara Nitya Das, Krishnara Tatastha Shakti, Ved Abed Prakash. The constitutional nature of the jiva is to be an eternal servant of Sri Krishna. He is the marginal potency of Krishna and is a manifestation simultaneously one with him and different from him. Krishna bolise jiva anadi bahirmukh ata eva maya tare deya sansara dukha. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 21:17. The jiva who has forgotten Krishna has been preoccupied with the external potency since time without beginning. Consequently, Krishna's illusory potency, Maya, gives him misery in the form of material existence.
Can you explain? Krishna bhuli seiji. Anadi vayam. You should explain. Very clearly. Oh, it will not go.
There's
another
way? Yes, sir. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sri Sanatana Goswami about the nature of the jeev. Say jeev, that jeev that has forgotten Krishna since the beginning of time, since a time immemorial, Anadir Bahyamukh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained to Sanatana Goswami that there are two kinds of jivas. The Unmukh jiva, who is eternally engaged in his service in the spiritual world, and the conditioned Bahyamukh jiva, who has turned his face against the Lord, who is different from that eternally liberated soul. That means that jiva who has never been in the spiritual world, but who is a product of the Tatastha Shakti, who has emanated from there, and when given the choice by Lord Mahavishnu, has become attracted to the material nature, say jiva, only that jiva, being attracted by the illusory energy, is therefore being given all kinds of miseries in the form of existence by that illusory energy.
Why it has been told that Krishna bhuli? Why it told? Can you explain something? Krishna bhuli? It means that sometimes he was here to remember and serving Krishna. But after some time,
He forgot.
So what we say that is Krishna bhuli se jiva anadi bahyamukh. That is.
But Swamiji have never written like that. That it has come from Golok. Never he has told like this.
So to understand this point, then if we look at the previous verse, Jivara Srupahoy Krishna Nityadas, Krishna Tatasa Shakti Veda Ved Prakash. That the Lord, he has his Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, and also Tatastha Shakti. Those living entities who are eternal emanations from the Lord's spiritual energy, the Antaranga Shakti, they are emanating from Lord Baladev. And in the material world, from Bahiranga Shakti, you have the material elements, which again is material world. But the jiva is spiritual. But does this mean that the jiva is emanating from Antaranga Shakti? In the second line, it's been explained. Krishnara Tatastha Shakti. That the jiva is emanating from this region, the Tatastha Shakti. So, the jiva has never been in that, in the spiritual world. The jiva is not coming from that Antaranga Shakti, where one would say that once the jiva was with Krishna and then the jiva forgot. No. But the jiva is emanating from this Tatastha Shakti and emanating from Mahavishnu.
Why? If we can tell that jiva was in Golok, and then from there he made some mistake and he came from there. What happened?
Because it's explained in Bhagavad Gita, Janma kama cha me divyam evam yo viti tatpataha chakvam deha puna janma naiti mam eti surujana. That one who understands the transcendental nature of the Lord's birth and activities, that such a person never comes back into this material world. So, in the spiritual world, there's Surup Shakti. There is no influence of Maya Shakti. Not only what to speak of the spiritual world, but just in the dividing line, the Virata River, Maya Shakti, Maya Devi, she cannot go to that region. What to speak of going into Vaikuntha. So there's no question of ignorance in the spiritual world. So they're the jivas, they're imbued with this Surup Shakti, and there's no question of them forgetting their relationship or falling into this material world. Even it's stated that they're not even aware of this material world.
Hey, sir, explain me clearly.
Krishna
Bhuli. Golok Seva Girya Nahi. Isi ko aap.
The point we are trying to discuss on is that whether Jeev fell from the spiritual world or not. Now that is in any kind of reasoning, whether logic or even on transcendental consideration, is a wrong argument. If we take the simplest, which is the logic, then if Jeev did fall down, then at one stage or the other Jeevas who are still there are going to fall down, because if it is the tendency of the Jeev to fall down from the material, from the spiritual world to the material world, then all the Jeevas will fall down. And therefore, the Jeevas who have already fallen down are in a superior position to the Jeevas who are in the spiritual world.
Very good, very good, very good. More.
So, on simple logic or rhetoric, that is proven wrong. And in transcendental consideration, there are many...
And that is why there is no use of doing so much practice, sadhan, bhajan. What is the use? If you are going and again coming, what is the use?
Go there.
Better to be here.
What?
Any question?
Well, this leads to the type of tattva brahma, the mistakes of tattva, because all of a sudden Krishna is no longer all attractive. If we say Krishna is all attractive, but then if we left him, that means he wasn't all attractive. So this is a brahma, a mistake, or an illusion of spiritual knowledge. And and it's also, it gives the idea that Maya, as we were saying, Maya Shakti is more powerful than Swarup Shakti. And that's a form of Mayavadi, Mayavadism.
And also Maya exists in Golok Vrindavan.
Yes. And it is more powerful than Krishna Swarup Shakti. That's a form of Mayavadi.
Get to Madhav
Maharaj. When I say that the Jeev has fallen, Jeev has fallen. Example there,
because there is no word to explain this. So, this Maya Prabhav,
influence.
The influence of Maya, word is there. You will have to purify that word and by sadhana bhajan learning. By word you cannot. There is no word to explain this thing.
No language.
No language. No reach of modern language there. So we will have to use this modern
language
and there is something
defect.
Impurity and defect in this one.
So, we have heard from our Guru Parampara and we have seen in scripture, Jad Gattva Nanivartante Sadhamma Paramam Mama. Going where, never need to come back anymore in this material world. That is the eternal abode of Krishna. All jivas are doing sadhan bhajan to attain to service of divine couple. So we try our level best to go back to Godhead. If going there again jiva will fall down, then no need to do sadhan bhajan. What to say about jiva, who are eternal associate of Krishna, like all Brajavasis, like Sakha, Subal, Siddha, Madhumangal, Nanda, Yasoda, mother and father, and all gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, then they may fall down from there because Krishna fully, they can forget Krishna also and they can fall down, but it's not possible. This type of question is not proper question. To make us understand, give us only one idea. Srila Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has used this word Krishna Bhuli to make us little understand, like Sakha Chandrana, logic of moon in the branch. Only this type, nothing else. So we have to understand through our Guru Parampara knowledge, then we can understand. If we do our speculation of mind or our mental exercise, then we cannot understand. We have to surrender ourselves to the rest of Guru, then we can understand.
Say, Jai Vijay has fallen. Chatraketu Maharaj also.
So,
he told?
Yasa Maharaj is giving Purva Vaksha.
Argument.
He is telling that Jai Vijay has fallen down. So, if we agree with this point, but when Jai Vijay came in this world to fulfill the desire of his master, yet in one manifestation they are involved in the planet. So how is it possible? They are fallen down at the same time there. They are always serving there. They never fallen down from there.
Srimad, all the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, they need explanation. Very deep theory or very deep meaning are there. Oh, they are told, anyone cannot return back from Golok Vrindavan or Vaikunth. So they wanted to please their Prabhu Narayan and he has something to taste Veera Rasa. And that is why Narayan attracted four Kumars. They came. Anger and lust and anything, bad qualities are not in Vaikunth. But even he has inspired to be angry.
By Yoga Maya.
By Yoga Maya. And she did. And they became angry. And they cursed. And when curse was done, then they were repenting. Then Narayan told, don't be well. I wanted that. And they will go there for three
lifetime.
And in the meantime, they will be there. Their manifestation will go there. And it became like so. Chitraketu Maharaj in the same. Even Bharat Maharaj, who was in the position of Rati, he never fell for Jiva.
To give us one lesson.
And for Narad, once, you know, I have told this story. that Narad. He conquered Kamdev. And he saw that, oh, even my Guru Shankar, he ran after Maya. When he saw Mohini, he became what?
Senseless.
Like mad. And he ran after that Mohini.
Mohini avatar.
Mohini. And then his Mrigachala.
Deer skin, follow.
His everything.
Trident.
And naked he
run
after to have that Mohini. He forget that Krishna has become Mohini. By illusion. And after that, what became? Oh, Parvati then requested that, what are you doing? What he forget. So, for even, so Narto thought, oh, Kamdev came and he could not do anything.
Cupid came
and then he went to Shankar. Oh, I have conquered. And he went to Brahma and told Kamdev. And even he went to Narayan. Oh, Narayan saw that, oh, this has become some Bhagandar. Bhagandar, you know?
False ego.
What? Some disease.
Disease, yes.
I should remove by operation. Without operation, this disease will not go.
Pile, something
yes.
Like
and like piles, you know? Piles. So I must operate. And then what he did? Oh, then he told, oh, you are the best devotee of mine. I'm very proud of you. And then Narada returned back to this universe. But he saw a beautiful kingdom, very, very beautiful. A king and his one daughter, very beautiful. He never seen a beauty like that. And then, oh, he went to king and told that, I want to see his future, her future. And then he took his hand, in his hand, and was thinking, how to obtain this? How should I marry this girl?
Princess.
Then, after seeing the hand, and he returned back. And he began to meditate his Prabhu, Narayan. Then Narayan at once came in his meditation. What you want? Oh, you should help me. You should help me. I want to marry that girl. Oh, Narayan told that, oh, be auspicious, Mangal. I will do what?
It's better for you.
He thought that. He was satisfied and again returned back and he thought that he has given his form, especially very beautiful mouth and body. And then he went there. And that girl taking a Vijayamala garland, very beautiful, to whom he will like, she will keep. And marriage will be done. So he was going where that girl was moving, going. And, oh.
Showing his face.
That he should be. And he was saying something and with hate she was going again to another. Thus Narada moved everywhere where she went.
Showing his face.
And in the meantime one associate of Shankar, he was like, oh, so beautiful. How beautiful you are. How beautiful you are. And he was saying that, oh, really he's telling. But he was criticizing, joking.
Ridiculing.
In the meantime, oh, Narayan came himself on Garuda. And the girl saw and gave garland. And quickly, without fail, 1 minute, and Narayan took her on his lap, on Garuda, and quickly. Oh, he's very wicked person. Whole life.
I served him.
I served him without anything. And I wanted to...
Once only I had desire to...
Only to marry that. And I asked for his beautiful face. I should see what face is... he saw in mirror or water. Oh, monkey, black monkey, Indian black monkey.
Langur. Baboon.
A black monkey, right? Big, big tails. And then he became mad. He at once ran away to fly to Vaikuntha, and he saw that all very lady Lakshmi is, see, and she's sitting with, oh, you have what? Worried me.
Cheated me.
So I will give a cause. Oh, you should weep like I am weeping for this lady. And in the meantime, he took his maya. And he saw that she was Lakshmi. Oh, it was operation for me. And then it fell flat. And this is the reason for Ram. So, but really, Krishna or Narayan, by his yoga maya, he made for all others for teaching. This was not right.
Not by Mahamaya.
No, not my Mahamaya. So we should not think that Narayan was also. He is from Golok, Vrindavan or Vaikuntha, and he was
in Maya.
In Maya, never. So by the wish of Krishna, to fulfill the desire of his Prabhu, they can do anything. And for this, for teaching, for the jivas. So jiva cannot come from Golok Vrindavan or Vaikunth.
Not fallen down.
So he will tell so many things. I'm finishing my class today here. Tomorrow, it may be that 10, I may come in class. And then we will proceed for America. Any question you like, you can
put. Short drama then.
In the Hasta region, a living entity has some minute independence to go to Krishna.
Always, here or there, in this time also.
How does a living entity properly use independence?
Because he cheat, not achit. And this is the symptom of chit padartha. They have always independence. Whether they are bound,
bondage or they are.
He wants to know how to properly, how can the jeev properly use his independence?
No, I want to ask, the living entity has a choice to go to Goloka. Using his independence, how he'll go unless he has started sangha to instruct him. Because
there
is sadhu in the Tusta region, he can get
sadhu
sangha. He has no
sadhu
sangha. How will he know what is Maya, what is Krishna?
Oh, Krishna is very powerful. If his wish is
sincere,
Krishna wants that all should come to me and sir. He never wants that anyone should be departed from me and they should be really unhappy. Krishna wants. Once in simple, anything which should be favorable, that he can easily take all these jivas to him. So,
like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Like Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So Krishna knows everything. If he will see that, oh, some very little thing is there, that I want to serve Krishna. He will something. But each jivas are independent. If they will misuse, oh, then they will go down.
I think he's asking that in the Tathasta region, from there we made our choice.
Yes.
But in the Tathasta region, where does somebody get sadhu sangha?
Oh. That is why, where he gives his eyes, here or here, oh, there, oh, Jogmaya comes and gives his power. And where he sees here, and at once Mahamaya gives some power and attracts. Because he is independent. Every time, now also, You may tell that I am in the ashray of Gurudev. No? I am taken shelter in Gurudev. But even you are independent. You cannot give your dependence. And Krishna never
takes that away.
No.
Force
that intention.
Never interfere about.
Never. Or Guru, like Guru also, never interfere. But Madhyama Adhikari Guru, he may do like that. But Uttama Adhikari will not. He will try Madhyama Adhikari because he is not perfect. He will try. But Uttama Adhikari, Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, oh, they are saying that he is serving Krishna. Always serving Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami will never instruct anyone. In a special case like Parikshit Maharaj. Otherwise he will not. He will move. He will chant. He will sometimes like mad, rolling down. Sometimes singing. Sometimes happy. Sometimes unhappy life. Go Pramanam. Go on doing bhajan with very strong belief.
There's a drama. There is some drama.
So you should quickly.